Case number 12740, David J. Burke seeks variances from the front yard, side yard, and rear yard setback requirements for existing and proposed structures. Sections 115.42, 115.182, and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of South Bayshore Drive within the Broadkill Beach subdivision. The 911 address is 1406 South Bayshore Drive in Milton. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 235, map 4.18, parcel 4. Staff will note the existing dwelling decks and steps are non-conforming. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 3 mail return. And staff will need a moment to compute all the variances because I missed a few. Sorry.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Sure. Freddie Bottom, Moonlight Architecture, 29003, North Georgetown Highway.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
And I don't know if we need to give staff a minute or two to calculate the variances or not, but we can do that if they need.
I would say you can go, do your thing.
All right.
Good evening. How are you?
Evening.
Good evening.
I'm not going to make a regular habit of this, just so you know. I'm here on behalf of the Burks. Unfortunately, Mr. Burke had to have surgery today, so he can't be here to speak or anything like that. We're requesting a variance and to bring the house into conformance. One of them is normal, we're saying, because the house was built quite a number of years ago, and the zoning has changed, which has unfortunately encroached upon the house and the footprint of the property. What they're hoping to do is they want to enclose the deck, which is already existing non-conforming. They are looking to do remote work. They're a little couple, so they work out of their house and stuff. So they need to have a home office, and we just want to expand their house a little bit. They purchased a house back in 2005, as I said, but they haven't really done anything to the house. Because of the conditions, as we're saying, it creates obviously a hardship, but that's why we're going to get the variance and just build inside the existing footprint that already exists. We're not going to go beyond that footprint. And as I'm saying, there are pieces that are already there. As we were talking with Ms. Norwood, we want to bring the whole property into conformance right now.
So they're not going to build outside of the footprint that's already there?
No, sir.
Okay.
If you look at, I guess, from one of the exhibits I gave you, sort of an existing footprint, and then we'll build it right over top of that.
Okay. What year was the house built?
It was built, I think, sometime in the 70s, early 70s.
Okay.
You use existing utilities for the current structure?
I'm sorry, sir.
You will utilize existing utilities for the structure?
Yes.
Is the house on pilings? Is it elevated?
Yes, it's partially on pilings. I guess there used to be a trailer or something there, and then they brought the house in, set the house on top of the pilings.
Okay.
And expanded it. So structurally, that's some of the challenges we'll have if this goes forward.
Right.
You may have already said it, but what does the red represent on the
red diagram? Represents, it's basically the setback. It's the area that the house encroaches into the setback.
Okay,
and
gotcha.
The red shows you what is actually the setback. So.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for doing that.
Excuse me?
I said thank you for doing that.
It makes it easier on me too. So.
The steps go to the property line on the front of the house?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What's the distance from the steps to the pavement there on Bayshore Drive?
it's approximately about another 12 feet.
Okay. Thank you. That area on that road there, it's, and I don't know why it was ever designed like that, but it was probably done 100 years ago, but it's hard to see going around those curves.
It is. But the house itself is back far enough from that curve. Sure. That little side road that comes off here, it's definitely kind of a blind turn when you're coming out for anybody coming down Bayshore Drive. But as you also know, everything's really tight in that area.
Mr. Sharp?
So when I look at this, I see a 50 by 100-foot lot.
Yes, sir.
What is unique about that? Because when I also look at our tax map that we have, there looks like there's a lot of other 50 by 100-foot lots in the area. And this would benefit already from the small lot ordinance. So I'm just curious as to why this is, what's unique about the property.
It's not so much as the uniqueness of the property, it's just that the property was existing, I guess, before they changed the zoning and the setbacks and put the house and the deck and other pieces to it, I guess, inside the setback.
But the house was built in the 70s. Our setbacks were set in 1970. So I'm not sure how that...
I'm not exactly sure of the actual age of the house.
Okay, so. Gotcha.
I thought I read somewhere it was in the 60s.
Yeah, it
might have been
earlier.
Okay, I know you had said the 70s, so this kind of jumped out at me. Okay. Have there been discussions with neighbors about this plan?
Not that I'm aware of.
Did they explore other options as far as, you know, being able to do what they're trying to do without? I realize it's where the existing deck is, but that appears to be an open deck, and those are kind of treated differently under our code. Did they look at other options?
We talked about going up, but for budgetary reasons, tearing the roof off the house and going up and reinforcing the structure. Plus, as I mentioned earlier, it's a very odd structure. Like I said, there's actually a row of pilings that run down each side, but they're only basically the width of a trailer. And then what goes beyond that are basically some 4x4 posts that...
Is this kind of house that looks like it's been built up over time in different ways from what your testimony is? And that would have been done by a prior owner.
Yes, sir.
Sir, the 19.2 feet on the front, that's that average line, that's already giving you a benefit, right?
Yes, it's helping.
What would the front yard setback be without that? Ms. Norwood, maybe you could tell me what it...
30 feet is the...
30 feet, so that's giving you over 10 feet of benefit. And it looks like part of this space they want to build is beyond the 19.2 feet, and part of it's within it. If they were to just stick to that 19.2 feet, is that not enough for them?
Yeah, because although I understand what you're saying about with the math, the actual deck itself is only about 8 or 10 feet wide, so it only allowed them, so to say, 5 feet or 6 feet to build that the office or the addition that they want to work out of. So.
At 5 or 6 feet deep, that per the building code, that's not even big enough to be a room.
Exactly.
Right.
So, was it 7 feet is the minimum?
7 foot's the minimum, yeah.
Yeah.
You could use it as a closet, I suppose, but you couldn't legally use it as a room.
True.
What do they need to use the room for?
They work remotely, so they want to use it as their home office. Ever since this COVID thing, everybody's, you know, moving to their houses, working out of their houses and stuff. So,
is there any space on the ground floor that could be closed in and used for living space?
It's a floodplain issue.
Okay, so they're not able to build due to the flood zone? No. Down on the ground?
They're actually in a VE zone.
Oh, well, yeah, that really messes it up.
Where's the Denrec building line? Are they over it or no? I don't see it on here. They may not be.
I don't think that they're, I was looking at an earlier survey that was provided from Adams County, but they never actually indicated the Denrec building line on that.
Okay.
Where is the, because I recall these are septic systems in this area, right? They served by a septic?
I actually believe this might be in the sewer.
Oh, okay. Because I was sitting there looking, going, where in the world would you put a septic system and still be able to park?
I don't believe Broadkill has sewer yet. We have Tidewater, public water, but not, we don't have sewer.
No sewer yet.
So I was just kind of curious, kind of looking at that from that standpoint. You know, obviously, it's, you're not building outside what you currently have, but the other question I had was, has there been any look at changing those steps so they don't go right to the property line? I mean, you can't even get off your steps without exiting the property.
The steps are actually, I was going to say earlier, they're slightly deceiving. They start to actually start at the end of this deck. And then they go down and they go out and they step down again towards the roadway. So it's sort of a tiered sort of decking.
Yeah, but I guess you can't actually access the stairwell from this drawing while staying on the property.
No, true.
So, you know, and I think you even testified there's some concerns about the curvature of that road. And while the house is set back a little ways, the steps would not. Did your clients look at, you know, tweaking that such those steps would be pulled away from the road a little bit as part of this, or is that not something that they were able or
we could look into it? It's just that when you get to the bottom riser coming off the deck, it's pretty far out there. I mean, we might be able to put a landing and try turning it the other direction towards the driveway.
I presume they've been there a long time, those steps?
Yes.
Okay. No complaints about it?
Not that I'm aware of.
Do they have parking under the house? Is there parking under the house?
Parking? Yeah, they have a garage.
Okay, so if he turned it so they were coming out the other way, that would block probably one of their garage spots.
The driveway.
I see. Okay.
And there's only one bay.
You can bring it to it.
If you kind of look at this picture here. So the deck here starts here and then starts to step down. And then this is part of the other sort of deck that you see that brings them off of that little landing area. As you asked, we can look at tearing that off and see if we can put another step or two down, which will bring it down to the ground.
I mean, that'll be the board's directive. I just noted that we don't usually see steps that go right to the property line, particularly a front property line where there's potential for traffic. So
the parking under the house will be on the north side of the house, or that side of the house, or is it in the center?
Down off of the road, Bay Road.
Mm-hmm. You can see the driveway there, I believe.
Yes.
As far as the septic, they could have a holding tank, or there's all kinds of things down there.
So does the driveway that we're looking at on the diagram with the red, does that take it into the single width garage?
Yes.
So is it possible to take the steps that Mr. Sharp mentioned, mm-hmm. turn them sideways so that the steps actually come down to the driveway end instead of coming out onto Bayshore Drive?
Yes. Yeah. That's what I was saying. We could look at getting to that bottom riser and then turning it 90 degrees.
Thank you.
Is there just one floor of finished space on this house?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so do you know how many square feet they have now?
No, I do not know exactly the square footage of the house.
Okay.
They have storage underneath. They get the garage that they, you know, store.
But it's not finished because it's in a flood zone, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mr. Werfel, the assessment records show it's 1,512 square foot house.
Okay. It's just the two of them living there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, they're not looking for an expanded family or anything. It's just, they were just requesting to sort of get the home office and expand their master bedroom.
Ms. Norwood, were you able to get your calculations?
I think so. Forgot a few when we got that revised drawing. I apologize. So I have a 30-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement for these existing steps that we've been talking about. The 27.1-foot variance from the 30-foot setback requirement for the same set of steps or landing, whatever the point marker is he has there. Then for the proposed addition over the existing deck, there's a 15.9-foot variance and a 16.3-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard setback requirement.
Are there any side yards that we have as well?
Yes.
Yes.
So I was just thinking about some of the side yard. We have a 2.8-foot variance and a 2.2-foot variance for the existing deck. Then a 2.4-foot for the existing porch from the 5-foot side yard. Sorry, this is all from 5-foot side yard. And a 3.1-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard for the existing shower and maybe those stairs for the boardwalk that is showing. Then in the rear from the 5-foot setback requirement, we have a 3.6-foot variance and a 3.7-foot.
That's for the deck?
Yeah, for the existing deck in the back.
Do those steps off, because it looks like there's a boardwalk with some steps down. Do those need a variance too?
Is the boardwalk ground level? I was assuming it was like a boardwalk. When the boardwalk is not...
Well, it looks like there's some steps right next to it. It doesn't look like it goes out as far as the deck, but I didn't know what those were. Are those steps, Mr. Bauta?
Yes.
Okay.
I think because of the dune coming up.
Sure, yeah. So there's steps going up, not going down.
I think they actually just step slightly down.
Oh, okay, all right.
The way the sand dune comes up.
I got you. I know sometimes at these beachfronts, sometimes the steps go inverse of what we would think they would, so...
So the 30-foot and the 27-foot is for the same steps, is just from the curve of the road, the curvature of the road makes the difference? Is that right?
Well, the stairs slightly offset from the deck. So the deck, and there's a slight bit of a turn, and there's the stairs.
Okay, so I think it's just not, it's not an additional set of steps or anything?
No.
I think it's that little...
Oh, gotcha.
Offset there.
Got to bump out.
And one more thing, let me correct. The other front yards would be from this 19.2-foot average. So it's a 5.5 and a 5.1 from the 19.2-foot front yard average, not 30. But I apologize for that.
Okay.
You said it's 19.2.
Yeah, it's a 19.2-foot front yard.
And the other one? You said it's 19.2-foot variance, and what was the other one?
It was a 5.1 and a 5.5. for the proposed addition on the deck.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Mr. Bauta, you had testified, I believe, that there is approximately 12 feet from the property line to the edge of road?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Are you good, Mr. Sharp?
I think so. It's like a big math riddle here, and I'm not Mr. Warfel here.
We'll come back.
Yeah, no, I think Ms. Nord has covered everything, so.
I apologize.
No.
It's that.
A lot of moving parts on this one, so we just want to make sure we're complete with it. But I think Ms. Nord has gotten it all.
Sir, does that conclude your presentation?
Yes, sir.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case number 12740 for Mr. David J. Burke?
At this time, there's currently no one on the line.
Thank you. Further questions?
Just for the board, I do note that the applicant did mention that there was the possibility of turning, and I don't think we have that calculation. So I just note that for the board as you deliberate.
I mean, depending how they turn those steps, they still may need that for the variance, though, because if you put a landing, a platform at the bottom and then turn, you're still going to need that space. It's just going to make so you don't walk off the edge of your property to get off the steps.
At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case number 12740 for Mr. David J. Burke and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12740 for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. Exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Mr. Chairman or Mr. Hastings, can we amend that to make it conditional on him moving the steps?
I mean, are you going to have a specific number for the variance that you need for that?
I would still give him the same amount of variance, just make it conditional on him changing those steps so it doesn't leave the property. That's what I would suggest.
So basically it would be
rotate the steps 90 degrees at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Such that the terminus would be facing the property and not the road.
Facing his driveway and not the road.
Yeah. Okay. And if they could make it less than great, but if not, you're it.
Yep. My decision for him to for them to rotate the landing of the steps.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
You okay, Mr. Bow?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Aye for the reason stated with the condition.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, case is approved.
Thank you very much. Have a good evening.